With this agreement, the state of Maine soon will have more than 1.5 million acres of land under conservation easements. That's believed to be more than any other state. Karen Tilburg is the Maine director of the Northern Forest Alliance, which promotes sustainable forestry, and she joins me. Good morning.
Good morning.
There are competing visions for the future of the New England forests. People who live nearby seem determined to preserve mill jobs. If the land is taken out of the local economy, what's to become of it?
What we're seeing with deals like those announced yesterday is that, in fact, conservation can move forward while at the same time holding land available for forestry. In many cases, the land is not taken out of forestry but can remain as productive forest land. And that's good news for local woods jobs and paper mill jobs. But in addition to that, the conservation initiatives have additional public ownership in some cases. And in the case announced yesterday, the Nature Conservancy will be protecting a gorgeous 41,000-acre wilderness area.
How do you prove, though, to the people who live in the North Woods, who don't trust the environmentalists often, that your vision for the forest will indeed sustain people as well as trees?
What's remarkable for the Northern Forest region is that, in large part, the vision is coming from the communities. Our organization and our member groups work with communities across Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, and New York, and work as partners with them in deciding how to respond to the huge changes that have taken place across our region in the last 4 years. In the towns of Greenville, Jackman, Grand Lake Stream, other northern communities in Maine, people have gotten together and have actually determined that they want to keep a hold of the traditions, the large tracts of forest land, and the remoteness of the North Woods. And so they're the inspiration, really, behind these deals.
Now, conservation easements aren't actually new, but there seem to be more and more of them. Why do you think that is?
It's hard to describe the degree of change that we've been through in Maine and the Northern Forest in the last few years. Maine's North Woods contains about 10 million acres, and nearly 5 million acres have changed hands in just 4 years. Many of the new landowners are different kinds of landowners. And the economic forces on these large forest landowners are huge. What has emerged as a tool that's flexible and meets many of the public values is the application of a working forest or forestry easement for the lands that protects the remoteness from development, assures public access to the backlands, allows for productive forestry to continue, and again, in many cases, is included with some acquisition for public and preservation of wilderness.
Thank you very much.
You're quite welcome.
Karen Tilburg is the Maine director of the Northern Forest Alliance.